Good morning, beloved. Psalm 119, beginning in verse 105, declares this: Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my freewill offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your rules. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end. Almighty God, there is a simplicity and a clarity and a joy in reading the words. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It is something that I've heard since I was a child growing up, walking down a Sunday school classroom setting. And yet there is something that is absolutely terrifying when I read the verses after it that say, I hold my life in my hand continually. God, what were the assaults, the persecutions, and the sufferings that the psalmists were considering as they wrote that? I don't know, but I do know that they wrote by faith that which is true and that which is our joy as well. But I do not forget your law. We're asking that the people of Slovenia this day would be able to say that your word is the light to their feet. It would be the lamp unto their path. That even whether they're going through prosperity or adversity, whether they're knowing joys or sorrows, they would be able to say that you are the joy of their heart, and that they would not simply be informed about what great things have happened in their past, like when the Reformation came through their area, but they would be a people gripped by the joy of obedience, that families would cherish one another, celebrate with one another, and esteem one another, because you're the God whose steadfast love, your righteous justice, and your holy and sovereign reign are being known throughout the earth. Please, Lord God, bless the people of Slovenia. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, beloved.